This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday passed a Republican plan to provide $14.3 billion in aid to Israel, despite Democrats' insistence it has no future and the White House's promise of a veto because it doesn't include money for Ukraine. Jewish, Muslim, and Christian communities gathered Wednesday night at the University of California, Los Angeles, to hold a vigil for peace that mourned lives lost in the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Reporter Gina Dulot was there.
Organizers of the vigil at UCLA asked that no one brings flags or signs to grieve together for those who have died on both sides of the conflict since October 7. Professor of Jewish history David Myers says there must be an end to the cycles of violence.
In the vigil that we're holding, we want to bring together people who can recognize the humanity of the other, who can recognize the suffering of the other, not just the suffering of their own.
Jenny Adulo, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Sam Bankman-Fried has been convicted.
A New York jury has convicted Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud in a scheme that cheated customers and investors of at least $10 billion. After the months-long trial, jurors rejected Bankman-Fried's claim during 4 days on the witness stand in Manhattan federal court that he never committed fraud or meant to cheat customers before FTX, once the world's second-largest crypto exchange, collapsed into bankruptcy a year ago. His fall was spectacular. He went from a Super Bowl ad and dreams of a future run for president to conviction for what prosecutors say was the biggest fraud in U.S. history.